The Missouri State Board of Nursing says employers need to be thorough in checking nurses' certifications. The case of a St. Louis area woman who's been posing as a nurse for some 17 years is raising concern. It might seem out of the ordinary, but fake nurses are exposed about once a year in Missouri. Quinn Lewis is the investigation's administrator for the State Board of Nursing.
We have situations dating all the way back to the 70s where people have been impostering themselves as a nurse. It's definitely a problem, regardless of how often it occurs, because you're talking about people who are performing procedures and operating in a capacity with lives in their hands.
Catherine Connor has been exposed as a repeat offender. Now she faces felony charges for presenting false credentials and working in healthcare facilities. Lewis says the case stresses the importance of thorough checks.
They should check credentials, check our database, make sure that if someone is attempting to gain employment, that they are licensed and that they are qualified to do the job that they're applying for.
The National Council of State Boards of Nursing says as more employers verify license status with computerized databases, not paper records, imposters are having a tougher time flying under the radar. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.